Hi, Jody. Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to see all of you here today. Welcome, and thank you to those who are watching online. Always good to be with all of you. Just a couple of notes. Today is God's Work Our Hands Day, so we're going to have a shortened service, but we are having the exciting thing of baptizing Lincoln today, so that always makes me very happy. So we will be celebrating baptism with him and with his family. And then also just a note for those who are not regular attenders, we do not pass a collection plate here, so there's plates at each door where you can leave your offerings on the way out if you so choose. And as is our custom, the first thing that we are going to do is go over our prayer concerns list. So we have some additions, actually. So Diane Franson, she is Vern and Liz Franson's niece, and she's having some kind of health issues. They're trying to sort that out, but they asked that we would pray for her. Betty Ingen, who just lives down the block here, she got an infection in her leg due to a fall. She's home now, but we've added her to the prayer list. Mike Retchow, Helen Mays, she's doing better, but still battling the infection in her leg, still in Rochester. Dick Peterson, Jan Zimmerman, Rosie Berger, Jackie Tiller, Stella Michaels, Tony Sadeko, Tina Bollinger, Ann Emerson, Julie Letsky, Jeremy, Landon Lauterbach, Annika, Laverne Franson, Jean Ann Franson, AJ Zimmerman, Mike Belmore, Ote, Missy Semmingson, Julie Hanvold, Greg Lovicott, Tony Tollefson. I got a text from Tony this morning. He's back in the hospital. He has some blood in his lung that they'll be draining today. He was in Osseo when he texted me. He wasn't sure if he'd be there or in Eau Claire, but again, he's on the prayer list already, but there's an update for you. Justine Vernon. Are there others that we need to add to our prayers for healing and wholeness this morning? Very good. Oh, and my brother-in-law is doing much better, so he's been able to be taken off the prayer list. It's always good to celebrate that, too. And then for the friends and family of those who have died recently, Glenn Hovey, Clifford Tollefson, Noel Schwartz, Emily Rose, and Kaylin Books. Are there others that we need to add to this list of people who have died recently? Okay, very good. After worship today, there will be coffee and cookies down in the basement, but it's also God's Work Our Hands Day, so we'll enjoy a little treat together, and then we'll just get to work. So let us begin. Please rise as you're able for the call to worship. We are called to proclaim the good news. God is at work. This good news is not left in some history long ago or a place far away. God is still at work in the world today. In us and through us, God is glorified in our work. When we offer a helping hand, God is praised. When we share of our abundance, God is known in the world.
God is at work in us.
In our service today and in our daily lives, let us live out what God has called us to in baptism. God is at work through our hands. You may be seated. We give thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to new life in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And we are now going to sing two verses of Baptized and Set Free. If you want to use the hymnal, it's number 453, verses 1 and 4. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined to God's mission in the life of the world.
We present Lincoln Stephen Schmidt for baptism.
Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Lincoln baptized into Christ?
We do.
And you do too. That's excellent. I love that. As you bring Lincoln to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with him among God's faithful people, bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. You want to come and see me? Come on over. I love it when that happens. You want to help me a little bit? I think we have a future assisting minister here. Place in his hands the Holy Scriptures. Here we are right here, okay? And nurture him in faith and prayer so that your child may learn to trust God. Proclaim Christ through word and deed. Care for others and the world God made, and for work and justice and peace. Do you promise to help Lincoln grow in the Christian faith and life?
We do.
Megan and Walker. Oh, he's going to read the prayer list. That's okay. We're good. There we go. Megan and Walker, as sponsors, do you promise to nurture Lincoln in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to help him live in the covenant of baptism and in the command and the communion of this church? Yeah. People of God, do you promise to support Lincoln and pray for him and his new life in Christ?
We do.
I ask you to profess your faith in Christ, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you away from God? I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again, and he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. All right, you want to come right over here? Will you let us give you a little water on the head? Here. Let's see if we can do this, huh? Look at all this water here. Isn't this fun? Look at that. Wow. Lincoln, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Look at that. There's the water of your baptism. You are a beloved child of God. He likes that. Yeah. He's going to want to get in there some more, I'm guessing. Okay, now we're right here, okay? Blessed be God, the source of all life, the word of salvation, the spirit of mercy. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right. I'm supposed to lay hands on Lincoln. I think holding him counts. Sustain Lincoln with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Now I'm going to hand him back so that I can get my anointing oil out. You're looking quite dapper. Mm-hmm. Lincoln, you are sealed by the cross of Christ now and forever. Amen. And now we're going to just take this baptismal cloth that was made by one of the ladies at church here, just dry you off a little bit. I'm going to hand that over. And now I'll have you come forward with the candle.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share.
We give thanks and praise to God and bear God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Very good. All right, Lincoln, we're going to take a little stroll so that you can meet everybody now. Gracious God, bless Lincoln, his parents, Lauren and Steve, his sponsors, Megan and Walker, and siblings in Christ. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now we will sing the first two verses of God's Work Our Hands. The words will appear on the screen, and it's to the hymn of Earth and All Stars. You know this one. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy One, you stretched wide your tent that all may be welcomed in, and in Jesus you stretched out your hands in expansive love for a weary and wounded world. Help us to reach out with our own wounded hands of love, that through us your life may be known in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now let us pray for illumination before we hear from the gospel. Holy God, whose Spirit comes to us in moments of both strength and weakness, come now into our midst that we might be able to hear your word in fullness and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please rise as you're able. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. A woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syrophoenician origin, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then Jesus said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home and found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of Decapolis. They brought him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged Jesus to lay his hands on him. He took him aside in private away from the crowd and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, Jesus sighed and said, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. So In last week's reading, we heard just Jesus teaching the Pharisees and the people in the crowd and his disciples that it's what is inside the person's heart that corrupts our lives and separates us from God. Jesus wants them to get their hearts right, to focus on God's command and on God's authority. Today we find Jesus traveling where he enters into this house in the town of Tyre where he encounters this Syrophoenician woman. She approaches Jesus and bows down at his feet and begs him to cast a demon out of her daughter. Now our expectation is that Jesus will cast out the demon and heal her daughter, but that is not what happened immediately. Jesus hears her plea, but he does not respond with the compassion that we have come to expect from him. Instead, we hear him say, "Let the children be fed first. It's not fair to take away the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Now, just to be clear, when Jesus uses the word children, he is referring to the children of Israel, the Jewish nation, the insiders. Dog means the non-Jews, the Gentiles, the outsiders. So in essence, what Jesus is saying is, let the children of Israel, the Jews, my people, be fed first. And after they've heard about God's coming reign, then I'll get to all you Gentiles. When we hear Jesus call this woman and her daughter dogs, it conflicts with our understanding of Jesus as the embodiment of God's love for the world. There is a temptation to explain away the harshness and this derogatory name that Jesus responds with to her request. But when we do that, when we try to explain it away, we actually miss the significance of the exchange between Jesus and the woman. She is an outsider. There is no doubt about that. Mark provides three details that tell us she is really as far outside as you can get. First, she's a woman. Second, she's a Gentile, and not just any Gentile, a Syrophoenician woman. And the Syrophoenicians were at battle with the Jewish people in past history. They were not friends with each other. So Mark wants us to understand that she is absolutely an outsider. And although we might jump to the conclusion that Jesus is saying no, if we look a little more closely, he's really just saying not yet. First, let the children eat, then. And then she's saying, why wait? You can do both. There's enough for everyone, both the Jews and the Gentiles. Now, I think this is a rather bold thing for her as a woman and as a Gentile and as a Syrophoenician to respond to Jesus in this way. And we might wonder why she would know about the abundance of God's coming kingdom. But if we think about the Gospel of Mark, up until this point, Jesus has healed people with disease. He's cast out demons. He's fed the multitudes. The 5,000, he's already fed the 5,000. He's taken the Pharisees to task for their misuse of God's law that excludes folks. This story, the story of his ministry, that would have spread. We all know, especially in our small towns, that if it's a good story, it is not bound by geography. Word gets around. So she knows that there is this abundance. She knows that Jesus has healed these people, that he has fed these people, and that there was enough food left over to feed 12 baskets of bread. This interaction is actually a turning point in Jesus' ministry. His perspective, dare I say, is changed by his encounter with the Syrophoenician woman. It broadens the horizon and scope of his ministry so that it includes both the Jews and the Gentiles now, not later. The woman reminded Jesus then and reminds us now, there is enough for everyone. As followers of Jesus, we are commanded to love our neighbors as ourselves. Living into that command requires us to open our eyes and our hearts so that we can see the face of Jesus in ourselves, but in each and every human being that we encounter, everyone we meet. In order to do that, we have to allow ourselves to be transformed by divine love from the inside out. Jesus showed us how to be opened up. He heard her plea. He listened to her response, and he changed his course. And he shows us how to do that so that we can be co-workers with him in his ministry. The Holy Spirit enlivens our faith so that we can trust in God's promise for abundant life and trust that it has no limits to expect those that all those people, everyone, is included in this abundant life. Now, let's face it, we do not get it right. It's a struggle for us to live into God's reality in the midst of a world whose message seems to be one of scarcity. Not enough food, not enough resources, not enough housing, not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough. Those are the words of the world. Those are not part of God's promise. Okay? Thankfully, we can lean into God's grace and mercy as we try and fail and try again to be agents of God's love in the world. Amen. Good and gracious God, we come before you with humble hearts united in Christ through the Holy Spirit, and we offer these prayers to you. God of comfort and promise, we offer our prayers for healing, wholeness, thanksgiving, and gratitude. Today we pray for Diane, Betty, Mike, Helen, Dick, Jan, Rosie, Jackie, Stella, Tony, Tina, Ann, Julie, Jeremy, Landon, Annika, Laverne, Jean Ann, AJ, Mike, Ote, Missy, Julie, Greg, Tony, Justine. We pray for the friends and family of those who have died recently: Glenn, Clifford, Noel, Emily, Kaylin. Actually, I'm sorry, it's Noel. Noel. Today, we also pray for a safe and bountiful harvest. We pray for those who are hungry, especially the people of Palestine and Sudan who are currently experiencing a famine. We pray for an end to hatred in all the ways it is manifested: gun violence, war, and oppression. We especially pray today for the children, families, and community of the Appalachian High School who were victims of a school shooting earlier this week. We pray for the people of Ukraine, Russia, Palestine, Israel, and Sudan. We long for your peace to take root and grow across the globe. Help each of us to be respectful and to see each other as your beloved children, even with those we disagree. Guide us to live as Christ taught us and to be reconcilers, not dividers. We pray for your children in our community and around the world that they are safe and know they're loved. And we especially pray for children who are living in conflict zones. We thank you for the love of our families, and we pray for all those families with strained or fractured relationships to be healed. We thank you for good health, and we pray that you heal those who are struggling with illness or chronic conditions, especially for children, for those we don't know who are sick or unhealthy, and anyone who is unhealthy in mind, body, or spirit. We thank you for our homes and pray for those who are unhoused to find safe shelter. And today we especially pray for Lincoln, his parents, Lauren and Steve, his sponsors, Megan and Walker. We pray that you comfort those who are grieving or weighed down with heavy hearts. Guide those who are searching to find right paths and heal those who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit. Hear us, O God. We praise your presence in our lives and give thanks for the precious gifts that you provide so faithfully. Grant us wisdom to use these gifts to care for each other and bring the kingdom of God near for all people. Uplift us with your spirit of joy, now and always. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord, listen to your children. Let us pray together. O God, we offer the prayers we have spoken aloud and those we hold silently in our hearts. They are offered in the sure and certain hope that you have heard us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share signs of peace with each other. And let's not forget our friends online. Peace be with you. Let us pray. Receive our thanks, O God, for your gifts of life, means, and time. We treasure your offerings, and small as our return giving may be, welcome it for the sake of those in need. Make us daily more grateful for all we have been given. In Jesus' name, amen. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need. Awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Announcement today, we have a council meeting Monday night at 5:45. Next Sunday is the orientation for parents and students who are going to be in the affirmation of baptism class this fall. Right, we'll be doing that right after worship. We are getting ready to start making the senior the quilts for the graduating seniors this spring, and I am looking for someone who is a Thrivent member that would be willing to apply for an action team. If you haven't done one of those before, it's really straightforward. I will be happy to help you with it, but that's what will allow us to buy the fabric that we use to make the quilts. I used my action teams up already between bingo and the brat stand. So again, if there's a Thrivent member who has an action team, please come and see me so that we can get started on our quilt making. Again, fill the rail. We're doing school supplies and personal care supplies for the kits for Lutheran World Relief. We have God's Work Our Hands after church today, so please, if you're able, stay. We're going to go downstairs and have a little coffee and cookie break, and then we're going to go about. So Kevin's changing light bulbs. Cornelius is going to be washing windows. We're going to be doing general cleaning. So please, there's something for everyone to do. And then at 11:30 is the community meal. You may have smelled the wonderfulness coming up from downstairs. Cheesy potatoes, a favorite of mine. Sloppy Joe's, salad, a veggie. So please, everyone is welcome to join us in that meal. And there's no charge or fee of any kind for that. Are there other announcements that we need to make today? I don't know who she's possibly talking about.
Well, we gotta sing for that.
I was looking forward to it. I want to hear a nice loud, no matter if you think you can't sing. I don't want to see your mouths going like this. I want them open. Okay, belt it out. Thank you very much. Please rise as you're able for the blessing, although you all have already blessed me, so. God who sets forth the law of love, Jesus who fulfills the law for you, and the Holy Spirit through whom we are called to love, bless you this day that you may be God's hands and heart and voice at work in the world. Amen. And we will now sing the last two verses of God's Work Our Hands. Jesus.